Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it ain't your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Hey, go see Marty. Go see Marty. Hey, on a Friday. Go see Marty. Hey, on a Friday. On a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. It is Friday. I decided to stay at the crib today, man. We'll be back in the studio next week, hopefully. But yeah, I decided to stay at the crib today, man. But listen, man, if it is your first time watching, or if you're a returner, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit that like button. I need you to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the most backlash, the most criticism, the most assumptions, the most any allegation you could think of, no Diddy allegation, homeless allegation, not educated allegations, everything. But whatever you could think of, it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. And listen, before I get to the comments and we get this episode started, understand. We talk about everybody here, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. It does not matter. OK, there's no women hate here. There's no man hate here. OK, so y'all ninjas talking about some I hate black men. Get your civil rights. Malcolm X. Dr. Umar. Ass up off my show, because that's not what we here for. We trying to make America fit again. Y'all talking about I hate women. Get your big back ass off the show. Okay? And it be fit women talking about I hate women. Go back to your gym. Maybe you need to go a little harder because the cognitive function ain't working. And I said what I said. Now let's get in these comments and we're going to have a hell of a show today. I'm looking forward to this one. If you're sensitive, get out of here right now because this ain't the show for that. All right? Chubby Chasers of the... oh, brother. Chubby Chasers of the ebony, dusty type ones ruining fitness.
Let him cook.
Man, listen, bruh. We're going to talk about Chubby Chasers today. We talking about the BBW simps. Indy and Dolly, what up? Friday Night Madness. What up,
welcome
Joe?
Welcome to the show.
Let's go. You know it. Watching between sets of my workout. Okay, Wicked Scorpion. What up, Daniel Shannon? I'm here for the live shenanigans. I'm out on probation. Yeah, Mike, you're definitely going back to jail today. Because this episode here, ooh, what up, sucking that game? Talk your talk. Talk that talk, George. You know what it is. If you could tell what chicken is based on the crunch, don't watch the podcast. I'm telling you. They don't ever want to listen to C. Marty Fit. Let's get it popping. What up, Mona? C. Marty, I need help. I'm over here eating my chicken breast. That's for lunch tomorrow. You probably just hungry, brother. You probably need to cook more food. I did leg day today, and I look delicious. There you go, Mona.
Let him cook.
There you go, Mona. Happy Friday, everyone. What up, Shy? Big Spider in the building. I'm about to hop off the tire and start pandering to these BBWs when they get taxes unless they baby daddy on child support. Yeah, we're starting early. You're starting early, brother. Get his ass out of here, man. Big chicken. Not gonna lie, see Marty, I like him thick, but it's got to be proportionate. And guess what?
Let him cook.
I'm cool with that. We don't have a problem with that. We will show you what we got a problem with in this episode. Stay with me. What's going on, Fit Fam? What up, Big Dog? What up, Joe? All right, man. Hey, listen, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. You get what I'm saying? All right, man. First video we got. I actually need to exit my full screen because I can't see what video I'm pulling up. There we go. Just because you're plus size does not mean you're not on a diet.
Oh, bro.
What are we doing?
This guy stinks.
Let's check it out. Just because you're plus size does not mean you are not on a diet. I really don't understand what's going on. Let's check it out, man.
Recently came across this video of a lady demanding that hotels need to change for plus size people.
I hate guys like this because he automatically is just like, oh my god, if you're fat. And even the people in his comments like, oh my god, if you're fat, just diet and go to the gym.
Yes, just diet and go to the gym. It's real simple. Big back Becky.
Because somebody is fat doesn't mean they don't diet and exercise.
Just because someone is fat doesn't mean they don't diet and exercise. What they on a Popeye's diet?
Blood had to get from Popeye's.
What they on Burger King diet?
It's Burger King.
What they on Wendy's diet?
It's Wendy's.
What they exercising? They right to some fried chicken?
You gonna fry some chicken?
That's all I could think about. What are these big backs talking about?
I have no idea what the fuck this woman is going through. And the fact that you're over here making assumptions makes you a bad fucking person. Honestly, I just feel like this guy needs to be...
I don't have to assume when I see that big ass back.
Your back has a back.
What I'm assuming is the body fat percentage is over 45%.
He reported and deleted off of TikTok because people like him is the reason why most women in this world is extremely fucking insecure. As somebody who was assigned female at birth but is transgender, my...
Oh, man. Oh, brother. Oh, here we go with this again.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
No politics, but it's always them.
Weight is because of hormones, not because I don't diet or exercise, not because
it is
I
because
eat
of that.
Too much or because I'm too lazy. Simply,
you are. You eat too much and you're too lazy.
Because of my fucking hormones.
If you telling me hormones got you big as hell, and we're not gonna address the eating habits. We're not gonna address the Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
We're not going to dress all that fried chicken.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye.
We're not going to dress the bacon.
Bacon has its own oil.
You telling me that just came from straight hormones. So why every woman in the world ain't big back? Why every woman in the world ain't a BBW if it's just hormones? Because they all got hormones. Doesn't make sense.
And before you go on other people's page and start bashing them for their weight, understand their fucking life story before you do that. And I hope you die in a car crash.
Oh, this finished the video. See, this is the problem right here. America,
as we see, this guy stinks.
This big back epidemic ain't just in the black community. This is in the white community as well.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You point out the issue of why people gaining weight. You point out the issue why they back big as hell.
Big back activity.
You wonder why. I mean, you point out why they belly roll, got three jelly rolls.
Belly deli?
And you point out why they back got back rolls.
Big back activity.
And the end of this video, she says she hopes or he, whatever the fuck it is, because she says she don't know what gender she is. She said that she hopes he dies. That's where we're at now in society. You can't even tell the truth. So like I keep telling y'all, this shit is only going to get worse. It's getting crazy out here, man. Get this big back off the screen and let's keep this podcast going. Let's get these comments. Actually, I'm going to let the video play while I go through these comments so people who join in know what we're talking about.
I came across this video.
Let's get in these comments, man. What we got? Oh, they going crazy already. We let it see it. Mark Carter, what up, big dog? If your belly has a cleft like your ass, don't watch the podcast. Nothing better than having a BBW sugar mama. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Spider mode starting already. Baby girl, that's exactly what that means. Thank you, Joe. That's exactly what it means. The diet don't work for her the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Chubby Charlie, it is that simple. It is that simple for sure. Yeah, why do all these fat girls wear glasses? I swear it's some type of type 2 diabetes trend. Cook. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is with these. It's a lot of these. Sorry, I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
A lot of these big bag white women got these glasses with the worst takes on the internet. We need to investigate this and we need to do a study because this is ridiculous. The extra chin says otherwise. You think you just got that extra chin because of hormones? You're out of your mind. Big bag Brenda, big bag Becky. They probably on a diet, but not a proper diet because they don't track what they eat. They probably have zero protein. They probably eating big bag ass salads with bacon in it, with fried chicken, and high sugar, high fat, high calorie ass dressing. The sleep apnea said, nah. She should fight Shelly. Yeah, that's crazy.
Strike three, you're up.
That's crazy, Mark Carter. Big back Becky battle is crazy. Bad eating leads to your hormones being out of whack. Eat properly and work out, and it will balance your hormones. That's great. That's great. Big backs go to the gym and fat clans and just stand in groups and talk. Move big backs and get out the way.
Nope.
Exactly. They go to the gym and don't do shit. They think they check off a box and like, well, I went to the gym and didn't do anything. Well, put some effort in like you put effort in looking for new restaurants. Put some effort in the gym like you put some effort in finding excuses for that big back.
Big back activity.
Put some effort in like you put effort in on them big back dating apps trying to find you a man. Talk about you need a man who loves plus size BBWs. Put that effort into your workouts and your meal preps. And I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep it going. I thought Uncle T said man can't be women no more. Well, it's only been a few days, so we're going to see what Uncle T does. We're not getting political here, but you know Uncle T don't play that. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you got to put it together. I don't want to say too much because y'all people sensitive when it comes to politics. But it's the truth. We do the truth here. We don't take sides and none of that. I don't care if you don't like Uncle T. I don't care if you do like Uncle T. That's the truth. Let's keep it going. Careful wishing death on people. It could happen to you instead. Yeah. Now, when you get to the point where you're wishing death on people, you clearly have a mental issue. When someone tells you information to make you better, that has science to back it up, and you wish death on them, you have a mental issue. Big Mac lettuce and onion rings is the diet. Absolutely. Diabetes can affect your eyesight. That's probably why. Yes. I just don't like having people be in my way at the gym in general. Fat clients. Get their fat ass out of here. Man, shout out to the Sweat Check, man. Sweat Check. Tunchi's back. Tunchi's on the show. Tunchi, if you want to join, let me know, man. I'll send you the link. He, she, it, or they confused about his gender, but ironically, at mealtime, they know what the hell is going on. Absolutely. Hey. Let's get Big Back Becky off the screen, and let's keep this podcast going because I'm killing y'all today, man. It is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. All right, let's get it, man. What we got next? Sweat Check in the building. What's up, homie? We got DoorDash. So I thought that y'all said everybody who gains weight can't help it. Right? Prime example right here, she just said it's hormones. We've heard it's because you're black, it's because you're a woman, it's because you live in the hood, it's because you're depressed and anxiety. We've heard every excuse. But this guy going to tell us what he ordered from DoorDash to become 600 pounds.
Big back activity.
So clearly, the more we dive into this topic, it's the habits and it's the actions. Let's check it out. Because y'all going to stop lying about this shit. I ain't got time for this shit. Where is that? Hit the like button.
I currently weigh 641 pounds. Throughout this series of me trying to lose weight, I like to go back and look at my old DoorDash Eats orders. I haven't done that in a few weeks, but I had felt the urge to kind of maybe I'll order something from DoorDash or something from Eats. And so,
What is he speaking English?
I felt that I was. I need to go back and look at those notes and look at those old orders. And so, on this day, it was October 3rd, 2023. I spent $157.93. I ate
$157 on DoorDash in one day.
What?
But it's hormones. Let's keep it going.
9,936 calories. I went to three different restaurants: Chick-fil-A.
Oh, whoa! How many calories in one day? Hold up.
Restaurants: Chick-fil-A.
Hold up. My fault. I got to rewind it some more.
9,936 calories. I went to three different
I don't know. I don't know what he said.
Restaurants: Chick-fil-A, Smoothie King, and Ritzy.
That's
at
crazy.
Chick-fil-A. I went crazy. It was
listen to this
time.
Listen to this.
And I ordered a 30-count nugget, two hash browns, two Greek yogurt parfaits, two hash brown scrambles, and
damn,
two Chick-fil-A biscuits.
Damn.
That's just the food. No, that's had sauces on that top.
Damn.
That, where I got 10 Chick-fil-A sauces, three Polynesian sauces, one sweet and spicy sriracha sauce, and two mayos.
Damn.
For Smoothie King, it was around 6:30 p.m. I got a pumpkin delight smoothie, 32 ounces.
Damn.
And my idea here is I always order two smoothies from Smoothie King. So my thought was, I can have one now and put one in the fridge for later, freezer for later.
Damn.
And so, again, getting into the addiction mindset of, like, trying to always preserve and have something that they're ready, my thought was I'll order one now and have one later for me as well. And so I got a pumpkin delight smoothie, 32 ounces. Then I also got a
You trying to say some big back for now and some big back for later?
Let him cook.
Oop, let's keep it going.
Banana boat smoothie. Add two scoops of peanut
banana
butter.
Banana boat.
And that was 40 ounces. And so that was a total of $36.46.
No diddy, you know.
Ritzy, I ordered shoestring fries, a BLT, two Chicago dogs,
fries,
one chili cheese dog,
hot dogs,
and a Ritzy burger.
No diddy.
And that was
know.
$50.07. And so that was the culmination of the entire day. Again, 9,936 calories.
That's
$157 spent.
A 10K day.
This is like, I don't know.
You got ninjas running 10Ks and ninjas eating 10K.
I don't know how to like explain this to you
Pause.
Except for tell you that this is what food addiction looks like for a lot of people, especially for me.
Man, you ain't addicted. Well, I guess it is addiction. But you, man, boss up, tighten up. Ain't nobody trying to hear, oh, I'm addicted to it, so I just keep spending money on the DoorDash. Man, shut your soft ass up, man. I'm not hearing this shit no more. It's 2025.
We oftentimes don't have the money to pay for the food, but yet we want to get it.
Don't have the money to pay for the food, but you spend all that. I mean, don't have the money for the personal trainer, but you spend all that in a day on some damn food. Oh, personal trainers cost too much. Ain't nobody paying for that. But you spending $200-$300 in one day on DoorDash. But that's partial payment for monthly training for most trainers. You paying for a couple weeks of training with that? Ridiculous. Oh my bad. I didn't mean to. I rewound it. My bad.
This is like I don't know how to like explain this to you except for tell you that this is what food addiction looks like for a lot of
Shut
people,
up.
Especially for me.
Shut up.
We oftentimes don't have the money to pay for the food, but yet we want to get it.
But you found the money.
Find ways to get it, just like any other addict would.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money to afford all of this food, and I did this on a consistent basis. I didn't have it, but I found a way to get.
Well, clearly you had it because you spent it.
To it, I found a way to always have this food available to me, and so
this is ridiculous.
I appreciate y'all being on this journey with me, and I hope to share more of these stories with you all to kind of give you light insight into how I got here and also where I'm going in the future.
Yeah, share these stories.
Appreciate y'all being here with Tuxin. Cheers.
Yeah, share these stories.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, share these stories because we need all the big back. We need all big backs telling on themselves. 2025 is the year of these big backs telling their big back stories.
Big back activity.
And telling on themselves. We need to hear all of it. All of it. Let's see. let me turn this volume down. I got you, Joe. Joe said,
I beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon. Because what the hell is going on? My man Quan, what's good, Quan? How hasn't the ball popped? That ball was ordered from Wakanda. Vibranium training ball. Absolutely. That ball got the strength of Goliath. That ball got WWE wrestling strength. 9,000. Yeah, yes, Tunji. 9,000.
Damn.
he got the DoorDash on the porch. He said
God damn.
Went crazy. That ball needs some fix-a-flat. Buddy said, 1,000 calories. Buddy said, 1,000 calories. Hey, how many calories you had in a day?
A net bitch is a bitch.
Calories. 1,000 calories. He's so fat he can't speak English. I ain't no fat making slurry of words, because there's a couple words in there. I had no idea what he was talking about. $157 could have been used to get some groceries. Absolutely. You so fat, your vocal cords overweight.
What?
That's enough calories for 3 days. You're a fit and active individual. What the fuck? I'm telling you. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Good content right here. He killing the fuck out that exercise ball. That exercise ball, listen, I don't want to hear nothing about you can't do an exercise on the Swiss ball, because that the Swiss ball clearly is strong, so it can support your big back ass.
Big back activity.
If it can support his big back ass.
Big back activity.
Chili dogs and cheeseburgers. Chris, please hit the siren immediately. Call the police. Yeah, we're actually not going to call the police. We're going to pray for him at the end of these comments. Hit the like button. That Bozu ball is struggling for dear life. I'm screaming. Help someone. The Bozu ball talking about some.
My leg went out.
Cadillac smack. Sound like Big Smoke's drive-through order in San Andreas. That's crazy. Fat boy. A lot of out of shape folks need a gym commitment as strong as that ball he's sitting on. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
That ball Ford tough. I know his body mad at him. Making food a drug is wild. Yeah, that's. I mean, it technically sugar can be considered a drug, but it's just an excuse. Stop eating the shit. He ate all that food in the same day. I'll bet it took him a month to shit it all out. Or he probably didn't shit at all. World's strongest man and Olympic athletes eat 10K calories. That's wild as fuck. Super wild. You literally spent a year, gym membership, and food from Jenny Craig for a year. Man, find a way to go to the store and buy and cook whole single ingredient foods, brother. That ball he's sitting on is so strong, Goku want to fight it. Hey, yo. Look like all he do is eat and argue with ninjas on Call of Duty. That's what I'm saying. You found that bread. You found the bread for that DoorDash. What does he do for a living? That's what I want to know. What do you do for a living? You the reason Dex collapsed. Shoot me the link. Oh, Toon says shoot him the link. Toon says shoot him the link. Let me add Toon on this joint real quick, man. Toon Cheese back. Let me shoot this joint to Toon, bro. All right, Toon, there you go, man. I just sent it to you, brother. Toon Cheese back. Let's keep it going. What's info? I'm about to sponsor him for my new Black Panther Bosu balls. Hey, yo. One wrong move, that ball is a goner. Bosu ball, blink twice if you're in distress. A Bosu ball, you crazy. Let's pray for that Bosu ball. That exercise ball is like, goddamn. Hey, man. We killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep it going, man. All right, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. All right, listen. Listen, I had that's just the warm-up. We didn't even start the podcast yet. That's the warm-up. We didn't start the podcast yet. So he hit the like button. He's the reason kids are starving in China. That's crazy. Hit the like button. You see the title. BBW Simps are keeping women fat. BBW simps are keeping women fat.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
All right. BBW simps. We're putting it to an end in 2025. I'm sure. I don't know if y'all saw the Tonight's Conversation show that's going viral right now. It got canceled. It's one of them relationship podcasts. We don't do relationship podcasts on here. But the way they was big back simping on there in this one episode I came across, shout out to Spider-Mo for sending me this joint. Let's check it out. We're going to be here for a while tonight. Get you know what I'm saying? Get ready. Let's check it out.
And act like plus size women have to settle.
Why do men act like plus size women have to settle?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms.
This is not body shaming. You already see the double chin, triple chin. So you know she needs an answer. You know she needs an answer. Oh, hey Toon, you ready?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's up? Oh, hold on, real quick. What's up, Tochi?
Tochi's back.
You good?
Yeah, I'm straight.
All right, let's get it.
I'd like to have a real.
Oh, I'm gonna start it over. Oh, Tony, you got any thoughts on that last video?
Oh, when I heard 9,000, I'm like, was that a typo? That's crazy.
It's crazy. All right, let's check out these. Hey, Tony, we gotta get these big back simps out of here, man.
BBW
simps. Let's get them out of here, man.
Why do men act like plus size women have to settle?
I'd like to have a real conversation, even if you do still have some insecurities. Anybody who is outside the very small box that this country says beauty is has insecurities. Because
so if I say I don't want a BBW, I'm insecure.
It's skinny white girls. That's still the beauty standard of America. Can we be realistic?
Oh, brother.
Have larger black women ever been anything but a contrast to white women and propping up their beauty?
That's disrespectful to black women.
That's super major disrespect.
Because that's basically saying all black women are fat and out of shape. But that's basically what that's saying.
And he's using white women as like a baseline as like beauty. That we're trying to compare to them, or our black women are trying to measure to them. What are we talking about right now?
What are we talking about here?
My bad if I'm like getting too deep for the entertainment and shit like that, but what that causes in men, even men who are attracted to big women, to be attracted to them in secret. Because the further you get from the beauty standard, the lower your expectations and standards are supposed to be. So first of all, you a black woman. Then on top of that, you a big girl. So you ain't supposed to have nothing close to confidence because you don't look like what confidence is. So because...
No, if you big and not confident, that's your fault.
Because even if I really am attracted to big women because I'm insecure about it, I'm going to project that insecurity onto you, big woman, and assume that you just as insecure. So you going to fuck with me on the low and by convenience.
If you big back, you only going to get an insecure ninja.
It's because I'm not brave enough to fuck with you out loud. I'm not saying that you not projecting. I'm not saying that you not insecure. And maybe that informs the way you see the world. Sure, that's probably as fuck. But we not going to act like the world isn't being taught to see you some type of way.
Nobody. This is bullshit right here. The world ain't being taught to see you some way. That's natural. That people see big folks and we're like, what the fuck is that?
Facts.
They used to put big folks in the circus back in the day. Not because they hate big folks, because that shit is not normal. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. That's just it's real talk, bro. Am I lying to him? Am I lying?
I'm fucking dead. Because big folks look crazy and that shit is abnormal. The fuck is we talking about?
That's what I'm saying. You the star of the show.
You the clown.
Yeah. This shit is crazy, bro. Let's keep it going.
We're taught, brother, that you are less than beautiful. Actively, you're just now within the last 5 to 7 years seeing big girls as models on the front page.
You're seeing big girls as models on the front page because.
And because the world is getting soft as hell.
Yeah. It's not because we're the world collectively or the majority of men are attracted to big women. It's not because of that. No shade to the big women, but that's the truth.
That's just now. For the women who've been having to walk with that for 30, 40, cry. 50 years, that may not be enough to cause an immediate shift. They may not have had the support system around them to tell.
Uncle T back in office. It ain't shifting.
Tell them like you beautiful the way that you are. I don't want to like fake deep our way out of pretending like bigger girls don't have to face adversity just by being who they are. Even the ones that have.
Everybody has adversity. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Confidence. The shit that they had to fight through to gain that, to stand on that. You know what I'm saying?
They fought through them calories to gain that weight.
And like we got to acknowledge that because then it makes. The fight that the big girls that do got confidence, it makes they fight null and void. Yeah. It's a special.
It's null and void anyway. The only thing that ain't null and void is that trip to the drive thru. The only thing that ain't null and void is they know they order and they sleep.
It's Wendy's.
They know what size fry they want.
It's Burger King.
They know how many pieces of fried chicken they want.
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna need some.
They know the texture of bread.
They know the texture of the bread. With the blindfold on, and they talking about some.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's
Popeyes. They eating seafood boiled tacos, talking about some.
My back pregnant.
That's the only thing that ain't null and void. So I don't know what the hell this ninja talking about.
Piece of hate that this country got carved out for big black women, bruh. You can look up the story of Sarah Bartman, bruh. They displayed that woman, family. Displayed her. You feel me? Like, big black women have always been put on display. So, sweetheart, like, I just wanted to say that just for the sake.
If y'all knew, me and Tune probably know because we're trainers. If y'all knew the lengths that women go to get that big back BBW-ness off of them.
Big back activity.
Y'all would go crazy. Am I lying, Tune?
No, you ain't lying at all.
Like, women want to get that shit off of them so bad. So for them to be praising this shit is absolutely insane. BBW simps are going to jail. BBW simps are going to jail in 2025. You see how these immigrants, these illegal immigrants getting deported? That's how we arresting these big back simps. I'm going to every state in this country, every major city, Philly, New York, Miami, damn sure going to Atlanta and Houston, because they got the most big back simps.
And Houston.
Yeah, they got the most big back simps. We going everywhere to the big back simp cities, and we getting these big back simps out of here. Y'all keeping these women fat and unhealthy. And y'all keeping a specific race unhealthy, but I don't want to say what race.
I'm not going to say oops, what my bad. Race.
I didn't mean to press people, that. That was an accident. We getting y'all asses up out of here. This shit getting ridiculous, man.
The empathy, you feel me? Like, the confidence that you have, you taught it to your daughters. Make sure your daughters are in communities with other women and teach it to them. Make sure that you continue
teach
to spread
them.
That
see that shit? That
and don't worry about no that can't identify. You feel me?
Yeah, round of applause.
But nothing. Fuck out of here.
What round of applause. Baby, keep your ass fat.
Big back activity.
Keep that back fat. Drop it to the floor. Keep them arms fat. Round of applause. Baby, make them cankles fat. Drop it to the floor. Make that back fat. Round of applause. Baby, make that belly fat. Man, listen, ladies, that's some straight bullshit right there, man. That's some straight bullshit right there. Oh, they going crazy in the comments, bruh.
I can't even see the comments. Hold on.
You can't see them? No, you might got to pause. Make your screen bigger. Pause.
No, I just had to click on the tab.
Okay.
Yeah.
My next relationship need to be strong like that. But Big Mama, your arm. Ain't nobody acting. This ain't acting. Can't even sleep in the same bed as her without almost dying. If she listen, you in the bed, and she rolls over, it's over. If you're in the bed with her and she rolls over, it's over. What are you talking about? Let's get it. You have to settle because your house foundation has to settle. That's fucking crazy. Because you don't meet the standard, how you look says a lot about how you feel about yourself.
Facts.
Plenty of black women that are attractive and are not fat.
Bars.
Man, shut your light skinned raggedy beard ass down.
I'm not gonna say it's always what the light skin ninjas. What people?
No, right.
Light skinned ninjas, y'all took an L today. The audience he pandering to is primarily BBWs that fail all their relationships, so I get it. That's crazy. If you feel good about yourself, you'll take care of yourself, and hence you'll meet the standard. You'll have a standard, yep. I swear, these co-ed podcasts with these losers going back and forth with each other are all ripoffs of Fresh and Fit, let's be real. Yeah, we're getting all this shit. I mean, listen, as corny as Fresh and Fit is, they wouldn't even do no shit like that.
Not at all.
Fresh and Fit would never pander like that, bruh.
They would call that shit out.
Yeah, they would call that shit out. And that's they're the corniest ninjas in the podcast world. And they wouldn't go for that shit. I said what I said. Send it to Myron. Send it to him. Dudes like that are exactly why everyone doesn't need to be an influencer. The beauty standard in America is low as fuck. He's telling this woman to not take care of herself, which could potentially harm her in the long run. Man, any race of fat women is disgusting. Chuck and Tay, what's good? Not only are you a black woman, you a big black woman. What the fuck? What are we doing?
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Real talk, these dudes simping for BBWs be smashing them in private, but don't want their homeboys to know.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Facts.
Uh-oh. Niggas getting exposed. Imagine being a father in the 1800s and telling your son about that homo fatigus eating a bunch of food in a cage like an animal. Are you okay, bruh?
Strike three, you're up.
Jesus. Yeah, speaking of Jesus, everyone, let's bow our heads. Lord, we ask that you help these big back simps stop simping. We ask that you help these big back women and fit women stop listening to these big back simps. And we ask that you punish these ninjas telling these big back women what they want to hear. Punish them for encouraging them to continue to go to the drive-thru. Punish them for continuing to keep getting the soul food. Punish them for continuing to drive past Planet Fitness, Gold's Gym, One Life Fitness, and LA Fitness every day, but don't get no daggone membership. Punish them for not working out since fifth grade recess, which was in the 90s. In Lord's name we pray. Amen. It's getting crazy out here, Tone. Come on, man. We got bars. We pray. You ain't rocking. We ain't fucking with this podcast, man. A real man going to accept all her roles and help her raise another man's kids. That's crazy, bro.
That's facts.
Big back bucks are an untapped mine. That's crazy. Another fact. They want these women big so they can go smash a skinny. So they can go smash a skinny chick. My bad, this is a fitness podcast. You're wild. Real men like BBWs, period. Victoria. Because I know that's Victoria. You're trying to get me. She's trying to get on my nerves. You're out of here. Get out of here. Any loser with a microphone can get popular, it seems. You know this ninja is straight. Stop the cap, homie.
Stop the cap.
He thinks he has a beard. He thinks because he has a beard, he's spitting game. Ninjas with beards. Crazy.
Get a baldy face.
None of these dusty black dudes want to be seen in public with a land well. They're giving back shots and chunk funk private. I mean, it's the truth. That's what I'm saying, ladies. If a ninja is doing this shit in private, like, you got to have some self-respect for yourself to not even accept that shit. Like, you getting your cheeks clapped in private and talking about, yeah, these ninjas love me. No, he wouldn't dare show you to his mother.
He wouldn't dare even talk about you.
Nah. Mom, like, you got a girlfriend yet? Nah, you know, it's crazy out here, ma. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to find the one, ma. Whole time he came straight to mom's house from your house, clapping your big ass.
Clapping your cheeks for real.
Clapping your big ass cheeks. Grabbing your big ass fat rolls and jelly rolls and love handles.
Smell like all Cool Ranch Doritos coming.
Yeah, yeah, and took you to the seafood boil before that. Crab boil, disgusting. Crabby patties. You got crabby patties and a seafood boil. Big back girl went one round with a deluxe triple cheeseburger and lost. Fat Lana. Valentine's Day is approaching. The heavy humpers are going to be at home alone and sad because they want love too. And you know what they do now? They got I got a couple friends that's DJs. Every Valentine's Day, they got events and the club be popping. Cause all these big back women ain't got no Valentine. It'd be regular skinny women with fit women with no Valentine too. But all these women be at the club. So you know the big back's gonna be in there for sure. It's gonna be all types of women in there, but the big back's definitely gonna be there.
For sure.
He must have a bad case of hepatitis from kissing all those big back asses. That's crazy. That's why he not on that tour no more. Teach your daughters to love themselves by being healthy and strong and having good, healthy standards for themselves. Absolutely. See, Marty, you already know I'm down with the phase. Fuck fresh and fit. Hey, bruh. That's one podcast. I would not tolerate talking shit about this one, but we're not on that level, so I don't think we have to worry about that. She failed all her subjects in school except lunch. That's crazy. And she failed PE. Tell that ninja to pull up. Homo faticus, I was trying to say. Oh, okay. I don't know what the hell you was trying to say. His beard looked like a fucking sewing. Wrong person. They love me out here. I don't care what y'all say. BBW and proud. Fatphobic as fuck. So I thought you was the other Vicky that be on the podcast. My bad. So hold up. I thought this was another Vicky. Hold up. You proving my point. They love you out here. That's what you said, right? They love you out here. I'm trying to tell you that you need to give a crap about your health. And I'm telling you, you got two men on here and other men in the comments trying to tell you that we got a video coming up about this. More than likely, you're viewed as easy access. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
And you
really need to evaluate the quality of men that's loving you out here. Because it ain't ninjas like us, and we the source. But we gotta move on, though. But just because a dude is loving you don't mean you don't need to take care of yourself. Right? That mean that ninja don't have no standards. And if you cool with having ninjas with no standards, that's on you. That's cool. You go live your life like that. Ain't nothing fat phobic about that. you fat phobic, hating your fat self by treating yourself like that. You fat phobic. Don't come on here with that. And I'm keeping it light right now because I don't know you. But if you keep it up, you're going to get done like Shelly out here. And you might get arrested too. All right? You might get arrested. Big backs go to jail too. We got big back handcuffs and all that. We got thick, wide handcuffs and all that for them wrists. We got big, big, thick handcuffs for them wrists.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Early. Don't get arrested early. Anyway, let's get back. I was about to go move on in the podcast, but we got interrupted. I thought that was my client, Vicky. Vicky, take your big ass to the gym.
Let him cook.
Because I know you drove past the Planet Fitness, Goa's Gym, One Life Fitness, LA Fitness, probably Equinox, probably Studio Gym, and then come in here and call me fat phobic. You hate yourself, so you fat phobic. Fat phobia is rooted in racism. Oh, I got this jump.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
The truth is fat phobia is deeply rooted in capitalism, racism, and misogyny.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with someone's health.
Yeah. Yeah. Call me all of that. Yeah. Get her out of here. They're on Vicky ass now. Vicky might not even be a woman. Might be some dude pretending to be a woman. But if it is a woman, then yeah, she's in denial. So you telling me, Vicky?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Okay. I'm late, but yo, we'll catch the playback. What up, Quincy? Ninjas just had re-up money. Nothing turns me off more than women like Vicky using terrible grammar. That's crazy. Vicky, what are your pronouns? Hey, Holly.
They friend.
Excuse me, I'm a woman. I have yoga. I never said I didn't work out. So you take care of yourself. You doing stuff to be active. You doing stuff to better yourself. And I'm calling people out to step their game up and better themselves. But I'm fat phobic. Yeah, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Them BBWs let you move in and buy a PS5, though. The whales are out. Hey, y'all are crazy. Speaking of whales, this is what happens when you listen to big back simps like that. This was going to happen to you.
Uh-oh. What hurts me the most, she's always in pain, always on the verge of tears.
Wait.
Sometimes it really does overwhelm me.
If I were to fall at my weight and break a bone, I'd be done.
Don't let it get to that point. Take care of your health now.
And that petrifies me.
I'm falling.
Uh-oh.
One, two.
Don't fall.
Three.
Don't fall. Stay up. You're almost there.
Oh!
I knew that was gonna happen. Damn it!
You heard the earthquake?
I hate my life and what I've become.
All right, bro. It's not funny, bro. It's unfortunate. Hey, there's no way you're too big to like get up, bro. Like, she off balance or some shit? Like,
can you crawl?
No, my knees hurt.
All right, that's what happens to the people who don't want to listen to what we say on this podcast. All right,
my leg went out.
That's what happens.
That's the result of you saying "fuck it" way too many, one too many times.
That's the result of you watching our content and calling us fatphobic. That's what happens.
And doing nothing about your situation afterwards.
The people that watch watch our content and apply the information and better themselves, those are the ones who don't end up in that situation. That's all I'm going to say. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Damn.
Is it wrong for us to want our women healthy? Apparently, it's wrong. My legs gave out.
my leg went out.
Vicky and Shelly, two tons of fun. You're crazy, Mark. Both their fat asses need to lose weight. Dude, he know better. He knew better not to try to catch her. How is this funny? So some stuff is funny on here, Vicky. If it happens to be funny, it's funny. We're not doing this to be funny. We're doing this to bring awareness.
And to educate, really.
And to educate. And if it happens to be funny, then it's funny. Because we do have jokes on here.
And we're going to laugh.
And we're going to laugh at it. Why take all this to make you hate your life? That, exactly. Why you wait till you can't walk with a walker up the steps to hate your life? Even Godzilla said,
God,
that was Vicky. Yo, Daquan, you're out of here. Now, Daquan, you're arrested. Daquan, you're going to jail for fat shaming Vicky. Well, that's not the message we're trying to push out here. And we're not going to tolerate that, Daquan. It's always a ninja.
I'm not.
It's always
say
a ninja acting
what
up.
Race, what people?
They call my fucking guy. I swear to God, if I was an EMT and pulled up to that, I'm quitting. Shelly said, "Mark, excuse me." Shelly's in the building. Shout out to Shelly. What's good, Shelly? Hey, welcome back, Shelly. We love Shelly, man. I love Shelly. I don't know if y'all love Shelly. She caused that 2.4 magnitude earthquake in New Jersey today. That's crazy. We got Vicky and Shelly in here. Mark, you want to get in the boxing ring? Yeah, Shelly. Talk to him, Shelly. Let him know, Shelly. Vicky, get a grip, lady.
That's sound for you.
You know them show producers was laughing their ass off in the editing room, even when they added the rainy day piano music. As long as they can get bent over, who cares about weight? That's what Vicky said. Yo, Shelly. I love Shelly. Yeah, we love Shelly. Hey, Mona, you can't even find where to place it. Put your joint in the wrong roll. Daquan. It's always a ninja. That's crazy. Shelly's back. Hey, I lost 10 pounds this month. Okay, Shelly.
Dom the Monko.
Good shit, Shelly. Let's go. Everybody saying congratulations. All right. Now, listen, this might offend some people. Vicky, I might offend you too. They're going to tell the truth about gym dudes and BBWs. Let's check it out.
The type of men that love fat women are like gym bros. I don't know why this is a thing.
So the gym bro thing is real. And I think something people have to remember is that gym bros weren't always gym bros. You know what I mean? But there's also a theory out there about how gym bros were always attracted to bigger women or curvier women. Mm. And they became gym bros. They wanted to get bigger because they wanted to be bigger than the woman that they're attracted to.
Mm. Look, I'm about to tell y'all the God honest truth from the man's side, whether y'all want to hear it or not.
From the man's perspective.
And I'm sure there'll be some Captain Save a Cape throwing at motherfuckers that'll get in here and be like, oh, he's not. It, y'all.
Listen.
Y'all made a long, drawn-out theory about all this shit. It's literally this simple. Number one, big girls don't like to talk to big dudes.
Big girls don't like big dudes.
Big women don't like to talk to men that are the same size as them. They don't, especially if they have a cute face.
Make it make sense.
Or they're a big chick that has somewhat, like, it ain't sloppy big. They still got a shape. But even the sloppy big ones, they still don't want to talk to another big dude. And those gym bros, they know that. And at the end of the day, y'all are easy to crack. Y'all are easy to bust, easy bust down.
You heard that. Listen, you have to understand. You got to listen to guys. You got to listen to what the guys are saying, ladies. So, Vicky, I'm glad you came in here and said that they still love you as a BBW. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what guys are saying about it. Now, you're going to have a few, of course, that this doesn't apply to, but the majority is exactly what he's talking about.
An easy bust down and a good time. Because you like, oh, my God, this big, nice, in-shape guy wants to talk to me. He wants to do the whole time. He's just trying to bust down because he on the dry spell. And that's why I tell a lot of guys, you got to grow out of that stuff. You can't just be cracking down the big chick that you know you don't want to be with just because it's easy. Because then they think that, oh.
Vicky, I'm not saying that you're easy. I'm telling you what guys think about you, right? People think all types of shit. They think all types of shit about me. I know it's not true. But still, a lot of times, you don't want to have that type of, you don't want guys coming at you disrespectfully. Thinking that's what I'm trying to say.
That's my level. That's what I rate as far as a guy and his looks. But then it never clicks in their head that none of those gym guys ever take me seriously. They just crack me and then they leave. And then they come on this app and then they give all their horrible opinions about men. And it's just this ever revolving door, this hamster.
All right, we get it, man. Hey, shout out to Benny Ray for the video, man. Shout out to Benny. We actually had beef on TikTok a minute ago. I was cutting his ass up, but that was a good video because he started talking crazy about me. Anyway, he went and Googled my college stats. Anyway, that's another story for another day. Yeah. But anyway, that was a good video. See, I show love when love is needed, bro. I don't be hating on nobody. Anyway, ladies, stop listening to men telling you these lies, bro. I'm telling you.
Super lies.
Tune, let me ask you a question.
What you got?
If you think the men had a choice between, let's say you got a BBW, cute, proportionate in the right places, quote unquote thick. If they had to choose between her and choose between the baddest fit women with a bomb ass fit body, who you think most men are choosing?
Hands hands down, the man gonna go with the badass fitness joint with the bust down body.
Mm-hmm.
Made at home, made in the gym, made in the kitchen, all natural. You know what I'm saying? Because it's what's more appealing. It's what's more attractive to the eye. You feel me? And nobody wants to associate themselves. Unfortunately, nobody wants to associate themselves with somebody who doesn't look like they take care of themselves, right? Sorry. Bless you. Now, we do have men that do find that attractive, but more times than not, that's not going to be the case. You know, we're going to be more.
It's not going to be their first choice.
That's not going to be their first choice or their second choice.
And a lot of men take that because that's all they could get. No disrespect.
And that's because they have a low standard for themselves. So they're going to settle for what is equivalent to their standard or how they feel about themselves. And unfortunately, that's what that is. But if you have a high standard, if you're a man, you have a high standard, you're going to aim high. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And you're not gonna deviate from, you know, what you feel is meant for you or what you want.
Yeah, and not to mention the mindset and the habits that come with it and the discipline. That's a whole nother topic. We ain't gonna go all into that. We've talked about it plenty of times on here, but it's the truth, man. They're not gonna marry you or take you serious. That's crazy. If the gym dudes that never got cat before that be going after them caramel and chocolate hippos, yeah, that's crazy, bro. This ninja's crazy. That's what you call wishful thinking. What if they see the potential in you then?
That's not enough. I mean, that's it's tricky because they got to be some serious potential.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this too, you know, like you said, it's not enough. At some point, if I'm a fit guy, we're going to clash, whether it's food, whether it's going to the gym.
Habits,
you mad mindset. I'm at the gym around other attractive women, you know what I'm saying? So even if that's not enough to make it ain't enough for most men. Some men going to go for that shit, but it's not the majority, in my opinion. Take care of yourself, become the standard, absolutely. Real talk, these dudes need to stop lying to these women. That's why a lot of women are quick to say ninjas ain't shit. Clapping whale cheeks is crazy. The first choice is the fit girl, but a lot of ninjas scared to go after that, especially if they can't fit her profile. The fat girl is McDonald's date from getting cat. That's crazy. Mac and cheese arms be the eighth choice. Yo, that's crazy. But at the same time, we need to stop listening to these lying-ass ninjas and stop being attracted to ninjas that ain't shit. Believing gym dudes want you means you don't have to get in shape to get the dudes you desire, and you're lying to yourself. That's crazy. I can understand if you're trying, but you're struggling and need guidance. Yeah, that's another topic, but most of these women ain't trying. These ones that's preaching the shit and looking for a reason to stay big, they ain't, yeah. Hey, man, anything else on that before we move on to them?
Get in shape, man.
Yeah.
Get in shape and get the dude that you want.
Yeah.
Rather than the dude that you got to settle for.
Enough said. Hey, all right. So apparently they're saying that women who have miscarriages, it's because men, pause.
No diddy, you know.
Men's semen is bad because of their lifestyle choices. It's full of Bud Light, chicken grease, sugar, and all types of other bullshit. Let's check it out, man. Let's check it out.
Miscarriages are caused by DNA fragmentations from the sperm? Hey, yo, wait a minute. New rule, if he don't hit the gym and eat healthy, don't sleep with him.
If he don't hit the gym and he ain't healthy, don't sleep with him.
Let him cook. Let him cook now.
You heard that, ladies.
I know, fellas, y'all think I'm pandering, but this is for the better, man.
This is not pandering.
Hit that gym. I've been seeing more and more videos about this, and maybe it's because I'm watching them all the way through. They keep suggesting them to me. But these aren't like female doctors. These are like guys. Like, yeah, it's the guys unhealthy. Like, they were talking about even women with
And on the flip side, the woman is probably unhealthy too. Let's keep it going.
Eclampsia, like all the stuff they go through pregnancy, and their pregnancy, if it's bad, a lot of the times, no one talks about it. It's from the man being unhealthy.
Yep.
That's interesting. Damn. Now, if you 48 trying to have a baby, don't blame it on that man, on that old man sperm. You an old woman too. Stop it.
Give it up, grandma.
Y'all, man, y'all love to get pregnant. Old. Talking about money. I get it. No, don't get me wrong. Like, you're right in that sense. But there is a gap where you should be having children, and y'all need to stop. Stop watching these influencers. You 35 had talking about, this is the best decision I ever made. I didn't have any health issues. Y'all better learn from these creators and what they was doing when they thought TikTok was getting banned. They all came. All
right, he kind of going left now. But, hey, you heard what he said, man. You heard what he said. So be mindful of that, right? All these bad habits is definitely going to affect I guess your ability to reproduce.
That's crazy.
We talk about the men now, but it happens for the women too. Because there's studies that show that obesity and a super high body fat percentage can lead to a miscarriage as well. Probably need to do an episode on that. But yeah, man, it is what it is. Ebony's shaking her head. What up, Ebony? Marty, you live talking shit again, huh? I'm here for it. You know what it is, Queen B42. We always talking that talk. You are what you eat. I've heard from women they can actually taste what a guy ate after they finished swallowing his semen.
Strike three, you're out.
you could have said that another way, bro. Like, and then I'm reading the shit. Like, I need to get somebody to proofread shit. That's a fact. Absolutely. Some men's sperm have two heads. They literally don't go anywhere. That's crazy. Vicky said bullying. Oh, brother. It's bullying. It's bullying when we talk about the women. It's bullying when we talk about the men. Vicky, what is bullying about telling somebody that your freaking habits affect your reproduction? How is that bullying? Vicky, come on, yo. And I'm being nice today. I'm being real nice. I done had trolls in here and got them up out of here real quick. Being nice to you. I'm trying to work with you, Vicky. But you got, if you going to say something, let's do this. Let's play a game. If you say some shit like bullying, explain how it's bullying. Don't just put one word in here. Bullying. Fatphobic. Explain it. Explain how I hate fat people. From trying to help motherfuckers. Explain it. Racism. It's like, now let me stop, bro. Now I'm going to be racist. What, she going to call me racist next, even though I'm black. Anyway. There goes that standard again. Become the standard and have a standard and not get what every dude is trying to holler. Facts. I don't know why women want to have baby at 48 years old. That's too damn old. And it's too risky for the baby.
Baby. The funniest shit. It's fucking crazy.
Drinking every day and smoking weed, eating bullshit. Baby be mixed with black and mild and General Tso chicken.
This guy.
Baby mixed with carry out. Baby mixed with.
It's Burger King.
Baby mixed with.
It's Wendy's.
There's Five Guys.
Oh, man. My bad, dude. Yeah, it was crazy. This is also how birth defects happen, but they like to skip over that. That's a good. I need to look into that, actually. That's real shit. Vicky want to be lied to. Yeah, Vicky wants a panda bear. She wants a panda bear. We're not panda bears here. Vicky, listen to these men. They help a lot of folks, including me. Cook her ass, his ass, they ass, whoever else ass. Okay.
Let him cook.
Vicky, oh, okay. that was your final warning, Vicky.
Now those folks are right. They're on your trail now.
If you call us out, you better explain why. If not, it's going to be a cook session.
Let him cook.
And I've been nice. All right, we're gonna finish the show with we're gonna tone it down a little bit. We got people basically when you on your fitness grind, people gonna talk about you. Mm-hmm. People gonna feel some type of way. So let's see what this girl has to say.
I really do mean this in the nicest way possible, but I have the biggest pet peeve when someone's like, "Oh, she's into the fitness thing. Oh, he's into the fitness thing. Oh, my sister's into the fitness thing." What the fuck is the fitness thing? Facts. Everybody should be moving on a daily basis. We're not hunter-gatherers anymore, so we need to kind of move our bodies for good health.
Facts.
Everyone should have a consistent workout routine, and I know that's not how reality works, but what are you into, the sitting thing?
Yeah.
Does that mean?
Not only they in the sitting thing, they in the big backing thing.
Big back activity.
They into the having a belly thing.
Belly?
They into the fry some chicken thing.
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna need some.
They in the my back is pregnant thing.
My back pregnant.
They in the Popeyes thing.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
But that's real shit, though. People gonna make slick comments, just like Vicky was, calling us fatphobic and calling us all these names. People gonna call you names, too, and your fitness journey. It is what it is. Anything on that tune?
Nah, man. We used to already, though. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Vicky, what's wrong, Ma? They hurt your feelings. Meet me at Gold's tomorrow, and we will set the source straight.
Let him cook.
She ain't coming to Gold's. She driving right past Gold's.
She going to DSW.
She going. She going on the other side, the Buffalo Wild Wings. Then she going to the other side, the Sonic. Then up the street, the Chuck E. Cheese. And across to the Chick-fil-A. Then back up the street to the crab boil spot. Then she going to the city at nighttime to the hookah bar.
To the hookah bar, for sure.
Then they got happy hour at the hookah bar.
Then brunch at brunch at Sequoia's next morning.
The buffet? That's crazy.
Oh, you can eat $80.
Buffet Vicky. Buffet. They call her Sticky Vicky because her hands touching all the food. She getting one of everything.
Nope.
She getting chicken and waffles. She getting shrimp cocktails.
She getting Chick-fil-A parfaits.
Bottomless mimosas.
She getting 9,000 calories.
After the 9,000, it's time for shots. Then her friend hit her in the group chat, girl, it's still January. You know we doing clean January. Girl, I ain't doing that shit. I seen this podcast yesterday. These two ninjas, they was talking shit. I said, fuck it, I'm about to just eat. Fuck them and fuck them ninjas.
And fuck you too.
And fuck you back.
My back pregnant.
And your belly look pregnant.
My back pregnant.
You notice, you be seeing a lot of girls be looking pregnant, they ain't pregnant. You be seeing that too?
All the time. I be seeing them try to stuff the belly and the leggings.
Yeah, that shit don't work no more.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, 4 years, we got to stop that shit.
Man, just because a ninja in your DM talking about, don't mean you tuck your stomach in your leggings. you trying to tuck the...
He crazy as shit.
You try to tuck the stuff in there for nothing. You try to tuck the stuff in there for nothing after you just got done fucking. I hate him so much. I hate him so much. Oh well. I bet you do. We the source. I'ma unfollow him. Unfollow. Every time you unfollow, I get 3 new followers. What are you talking about?
Unfollow, tell your friends.
Yeah, yeah. Video at 2 million on IG. Fuck is they talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, fuck is you talking about?
Your back has a back.
Back ass. The eating thing. Into that chicken from Popeyes, yes. The eating again thing. It's crazy that just be living example of discipline intimidates and calls out people. Yep. They don't understand. That's why when they get to 65, they can't walk if they make it there. Yep. I know I'm not supposed to eat this thing. Vicky, put on your big girl panties and digest this truth. Yep. They enter having a thyroid condition thing. Yep. They enter $300 DoorDash thing. Yep. Fit shaming is more common than fat shaming. Absolutely. My big bag family and coworkers be surprised and ask questions when they see me eating fruits and veggies, but act normal when I got a bottle of Dawn.
Man, they're talking smack.
Oh, my bad. Wrong button. But yeah, that's ridiculous.
Big bag activity.
Some women can't help that, my friend. Some women can't help what? Because we just named some bad habits. Some women can't help that. My friend still can't lose her stomach after having a kid. Okay, Vicky. There's millions of women who have lost their stomach after having a kid. What is your friend doing to lose her stomach after having a kid? Okay. When you can, let me know what she's doing. What are her habits? Is she at Wendy's?
It's Wendy's.
Is she at Burger King?
It's Burger King.
Is she at Popeyes?
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Did she get sixth place at Thanksgiving?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name.
Is she listening to ninjas calling her slim thick?
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
What is she doing to lose her stomach? Because I guarantee she's not doing the same shit that the women who have kids who lost their stomach. The women who have 3, 4, 5 kids that lost their stomach. She's not doing the same shit.
That look bomb.
I could guarantee that. And I've trained plenty of pregnant women and had them snap back. I've trained more women that had kids and snap back than I've trained men. And it's probably easier for me to train men. So I'm just saying, Vicky, that mindset is unproductive, and this chat understands results from exercise from real life experience. And that's your fellow black sisters telling you that too, Vicky. I'm assuming you're black. I'm sure her friend had a stomach before her pregnancy. Exactly. If she tracks her food, do cardio, and lift weights, she'll not only lose her stomach, she'll recomp the whole body. She on that Wego-V. Spider-Man, was true. People were nicer before I even started going to the gym. It's weird now. Now I get called antisocial. Yeah. And shout out to Damon. Damon seen a post. Well, some of his friends seen a post the other day. And they sent it to him. It was like, do you see this guy? Damon was like, that's my trainer. So, yeah. Damon, they don't fuck with you, bro. They not really fucking with you, dog. So it is what it is, man. We got one more video. This guy asked the trainer why doctors are fat, and let's see what she had to say.
Just fat.
I question why people trust people that obviously can't take care of their own body with their health. Mm. So I'm a physician. I take care of my body. I do what I ask my patients to do. I lift weights. I get my steps in. I eat whole foods. I prioritize sleep. I am what you want to be, and I know how to get you there. Yeah. So why would you trust someone that doesn't know how to take care of their own body?
Why would you trust somebody who don't know how to take care of their own body?
And how old are you?
I am about to turn 45.
How often do you work out?
3 to 4 times a week, lifting. And I lift heavy.
How much do you deadlift?
Currently at 215, I think.
What about squat?
A little bit more than that, but I've got a bum knee.
How much should men deadlift?
They've got to deadlift more than me. I mean, yeah. Let's be real.
215, you know, I mean, that's, you're up there. I mean,
no, true.
I feel like body weight would probably be a good...
good place to start, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But if a man's legs are not as big as mine, he doesn't have a chance with me.
What's the best weight loss hack you have?
The step count. People underestimate how important just getting the non-exercise activity.
Like 10,000
steps a day. Doctor ain't tell you that.
That's where I start my patients at. So there was a study that looked at our ancestors that postulated that we should get between 15 and 20,000 steps because that's what our ancestors got. So yep. I always work my...
We also getting less steps. People working remote, right? People watching NFL, which is fine. I'm watching NFL too, but I'm going to do something that day. I'm not going to sit down on the couch all day, drink Bud Lights, and eat fried chicken and French fries and watch the NFL. I'm going to get some work in that day. Get your steps in.
My patients up to about 15,000, and that's what I average about every day.
Even when you travel?
Yep, when I travel. So I'm already at 10,000, and it's not even lunchtime.
What time did you wake up?
5:30.
Is that what you wake up every day?
Every day.
Do you judge people that don't wake up early?
I don't, but I judge people that don't have the discipline to prioritize their health.
Man, shout out to her, man. Shout out to her. Shout out to her, man. Speaking of all facts, I love to see the women spitting facts because women... men got excuses, but women, when it comes to this fitness shit, y'all got the most excuses. I got unfollowed for posting on my story, bro. Oh, well, man, fuck them. Let's go. Exactly. Spitting nothing but facts. Exactly. There it goes again. Eating whole foods and lifting weights, it's not impossible. It just takes discipline, man. It takes discipline. I got to be honest. If you're a grown man and you can't deadlift more than 215 pounds after a few workouts, there's nothing wrong with you. Hey, yo. 45, she practiced what she preaching. Absolutely, man. Hey, man. Tone, you good, bro? Hey, man, that was another fire episode, man. Appreciate y'all. Bruce Jenner got a point. That's crazy, bro. But, yeah, man, hey. Keep working, man. We going to keep making people's lives better. Keep holding y'all accountable. And y'all hold me accountable, too, with this content shit, because I got to keep making sure I show up for y'all. And I got to make sure I'm practicing what I preach, because I can't be on here talking shit and, you know what I'm saying, not living the lifestyle. You got any closing words, Tune, before we get up out of here, man?
You know, always shout out to the supporters. You know, you guys make the source. We can't be the source without having information to provide and value to give. So we appreciate the supporters. Share with a friend. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell anybody that needs it. Make it an emphasis to tell your peoples, your close ones, your loved ones to get in shape. Make that a habit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make that a thing. Don't be afraid to let the ones that you care about most to get their lives in order and get their shit together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, shout out to C. Marty always for, you know, putting in the reps and providing value and giving the people what they want to hear. You feel me? the good information, that good shit. You feel
come
me?
On, man.
Yeah, you know what come it is, on, man. The bars, you feel
come
me?
Come on, man. All bars, body. Man. Best more fit. Bars, more bars in a jail cell. More bars than 7-Eleven. Fuck is they talking about, man? Come on, bro. More bars than Bourbon Street. Fuck is they talking about, man?
More bars than trick bikes, you dig?
Oh, facts, man.
You know, hey, so man. Appreciate ahead, you. Appreciate you, Marty. You know what I'm saying? Folks want to tap in with me. I'm on IG at Sweat for the Check. I'm
yes,
on
sir.
YouTube at One Word Sweat Check, man. We are the source, man. Really appreciate all y'all, though. Appreciate
yes,
all
sir.
Y'all. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all watching. Go ahead, hit the like button. Follow my social media down there. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. I've been going crazy on there. I just got some people pissed today. I mean, I'm it's not even all about fitness now. I'm just off the, like, off the human shit. Like, we just really fucked up as a society. Like, I'm sick of all the bullshit. Anyway, follow me on X. And listen, man. Hit the like button, like I said. You know what it is. This is the best fitness podcast out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Oh, hold on. We got some more. Hey, yo. Tune sleepy. Tune got to get some rest, man. I need to be out the comments. Yes, you do. Hit the like button. If you ain't, if you eat 9K calories a day, don't watch the podcast. Marty, you sound like Mike Rashid when I close my eyes. We'll appreciate that, Queen B. I take that as a compliment. Marty, the fact you're doing more demo shorts. I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to. Vicky said, wow.
Wow.
Vicky.
Watch the podcast.
Watch the podcast. If you got sticky hands like Vicky and grabbing all the food, watch the podcast. I grew up on my, I gave up on my family. They fat ass not trying to hear that. Thank you for wrapping them holy dreads up. Okay, okay. I guess that with the compliment. Hey, look, man, like I said, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. I thought Tune was going to do some muscle ups. If you don't want to get better, self-improve physically, mentally, spiritually, don't watch the podcast, right? If you want to eat 9K calories in a day, don't watch the podcast. If you want to lie to big joints, don't watch the podcast. If you want to have bad sperm to give your girl so she can have a miscarriage, don't watch the podcast. If you think fat doctors is giving better information to us, don't watch the podcast.
Big back doctor too.
Big back doctors, man. Hey, listen, man. I'ma go live on Sunday at 8 o'clock like I always do. I think the games will be on. So hey, listen, man. Put the game on mute, watch the podcast. No, but I appreciate you even if you watching, excuse me, with the games on, but it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Vicky said, BBW takeover. Yeah, you're definitely trolling, man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. You trolling. Boy. Vicky's trolling. I probably, whoever is posing as Vicky, I probably know them personally. And they probably on here trolling, trying to get on my nerves.
You can stay off the drugs later.
Yeah, Shelly. Yeah, Shelly. Yeah. Shelly. Yeah. Okay.
What's up, Mona? What's good?
Hey, man. If you want to smash big backs, don't watch the podcast. Hey, yo. All right, man. I'm going to catch y'all on Sunday. If Commanders lose, don't cancel the podcast. I'm not. My God. All right, man. I'm going to catch y'all on Sunday, man. Appreciate y'all watching. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. You know what it is. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dom the Monkle.